ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Would like to welcome all the devotees and guests for the celebration of Sri Sri Radhashtami festival here at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. This morning our Gaurang Prabhu gave a very fantastic discourse and a talk describing the wonderful qualities, pastimes and the tattva of Srimati Radharani. And to be able to speak after what Gaurang Prabhu has said is a tall order. One, because he has spoken with such realization. Two is because the subject matter is very less. And you know, there's not much that can be said. I'm also grateful to the temple authorities for having given me this opportunity to speak here this evening. I must say that to speak on the occasion of Radhashtami and especially about the glories of Srimati Radharani is a very, very difficult task. A, because there is no purity. B, because there is no understanding. C, because there is no application. And D, because there is no realization. So it's not easy to speak on a subject like this. But I seek the blessings of all the devotees present here, by which I probably will be able to share at least a couple of thoughts on this subject matter. This is the 500th anniversary of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas. And 500 years back when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he went for a South Indian tour for over a year. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Srirangam and resided in Srirangam. We will all be going for a yatra. Many devotees will go this December. In Srirangam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in the house of a Sri Vaishnava Brahman whose name was Venkat Bhatta. Lord Chaitanya and Venkat Bhatta had a very intimate relationship, and therefore hasya parihasya, they would joke with each other very often. Of course, their jokes were very serious jokes. If I tell you what the joke is, you will not laugh. You know, they had very serious kind of jokes amongst themselves, but for them it was a big joke. So one day in the mood of joking, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Venkat Bhatta that you are a devotee of Lakshmi Narayan, and your worshipable mistress is Lakshmi Thakurani. My question is, why your Lakshmi Thakurani didn't get enter in Rasleela? That was a joke. Apne ko bhi maja nahi aaya usme. Bola, ek question hai ki joke hai. You know. Said, why she didn't get entry in Rasleela? Said, Lakshmi is such a pativrata nari. She's such a chaste lady. She serves her husband Narayan, her master Narayan. Why she wanted to go to Krishna? Imagine if a lady wants to leave her husband and go up to attend someone else's dance party. What will the world call her? Unchaste. So Venkat Bhatta was puzzled. So he tried to give all kind of explanations, but Lord Chaitanya, God, so he tore open all of his explanations. Finally, Lord Chaitanya asked him a simple question. Shruti paaye Lakshmi na paaye ithe ki karan. Shruti paaye, even the scriptures, Upanishads, Shruti paaye, even the Shrutis got entry in the Rasleela. Lakshmi na paaye, Shruti ko entry mila, Lakshmi gai to houseful board laga tha. Ithe ki karan, what is the reason? Why did Lakshmi not get entry in the Ras Leela of Radha Krishna, whereas even the Shrutis got it, Shruti Pai? Bhatta kahe iha praveshite nare mo raman. Bhatta kahe, Venkat Bhatta replied, iha praveshite nare mo raman. Nahi samaj mein aa raha, abhi bahut maine answer de diya, but beyond what I have said, I cannot understand now. I am not able to explain this subject matter of Radha Krishna Ras Leela and how Lakshmi entered into Ras Leela, how Shruti's got entry and she didn't get entry. I have no clue. And in one verse, Venkat Bhatta explains the three disqualifications to understand subject matters like these. I am beginning today's talk with this verse because we need to firstly know how we have to be qualified to hear Radha Krishna Leela and the Tattva of Srimati Radharani. One has to be qualified to understand this Tattva. And if Venkat Bhatta is saying, I cannot understand, why should we do Hatta? You know. If Venkat Bhatta is saying, I can't understand, hum kyun Hatta kare? Ki nahi, mujhe samajhna hai Radha Tattva ko. Mujhe enter karna hai Rasa Leela mein. And therefore, Venkat Bhatta replied, Ami jiva kshudra buddhi sahaja asthir Ishwarera lila koti samudra gambhir. Ishwarera lila. The pastimes of the Lord, especially the intimate pastimes of conjugal love between Krishna and the gopis of Vrindavan, especially Srimati Radharani, Ishwarera lila, koti samudra, not one samudra. You take koti samudra, ek crore. Koti samudra gambhir. If you take crores of 1 crore oceans and put it all together, how deep will that ocean be? Ishwarera lila, koti samudra gambhir. These pastimes are as deep as crores of oceans put together. What will I understand? And then he says, what are my 3 disqualifications? He says, Ami jiva, firstly, I am a jiva. 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. Ami jiva, kshudra buddhi. Secondly, kshudra buddhi. I have limited intelligence. Sahaja asthir. Thirdly, very easily agitated. We can relate to all this. Ami jiv. Anyone here is not a jiv. Belongs to Shiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, or Jiva Tattva. Ami jiv. I am a soul. Kshudra buddhi. I have limited intelligence. And sahaja asthir. Easily agitated. A person who is a jiva, a person who has limited intelligence, and a person who is easily agitated. Nare pravishite more man, cannot enter into the understanding of Radha Tattva, Ishwar Leela, which is koti samudra gambhir. So firstly, we are jiva. I am an insignificant soul. I know not what is the goal. In ignorance, I always roll. That is why life is the greatest jhol. You know? You see? And therefore, what a jiva, what an insignificant jiva can understand. 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. One cannot understand one's hair. And especially in Bombay, when you see hairstyles, you can definitely not understand what, where the tip is, where the root is, where the branches are. You cannot understand where the hairstyle is. A jiva, 1/10,000 the tip of a hair, cannot understand Ishwarera Leela, koti samudra gambhir. And kshudra buddhi, one has such less intelligence. What to speak of Radha Krishna Leela, one can't understand Krishna Leela. Forget Radha Krishna Leela. One can't understand Krishna Leela. Therefore people will always come, why Krishna did this? Why Krishna did that? Why Krishna behaved like this? Why Krishna killed Karna like this? Why? What to speak of Radha Krishna Leela, one can't understand Krishna Leela. What to speak of Krishna Leela, one can't understand Maya Leela. What's happening around in the world? What to speak of Maya Leela, one cannot understand knowledge in academics in school and college. Uske liye kitna jhamela karna padta hai. You see? And therefore one student in the classroom, while writing exam, he said, ye bazi haq ki bazi hai. He's telling the supervisor. Ye bazi haq ki bazi hai, ye bazi tum haroge. Har jeb se parcha niklega, kitne parche phadoge? How many parchas will you phado pae? People can never understand even the subject matters of this world. What they will understand Radha Krishna Leela? Right. Ami jeev, kshudra buddhi, sahaja asthir. easily agitated. The Bhagavad explains upadrutaha, constantly agitated and disturbed. Physical problems to disturb the mind. Swine flu, this flu, that flu. Right. From, and His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, last year Janmashtami was swine flu. But when devotees came, he said, swine flu can be changed to divine flu. You know. But there's always cause for physical, some physical cause to agitate the mind. Financial cause to agitate the mind. Social cause to agitate the mind. Family causes to agitate the mind. Constantly agitated. Sahaja asthir. Right. And emotional cause, non-stop. To agitate the mind. Three A's a person needs. Appreciation, accumulation, and accomplishment. And when this appreciation, accomplishment, and accumulation is not there, mind is agitated. Therefore, Arakinchan Krishna Prabhu was telling that day in his Bhagavatam class, he read on a t-shirt, you know, do not disturb. And the next line was already disturbed. You don't need to disturb, you know. Therefore, Amijiv Kshudra Buddhi Sahaja Asthir Ishwarera Leela Koti Samudra Gambhir. Kya samjhega aisa jeev? What a jeeva with limited intelligence and constantly agitated will understand Radha Tattva, will understand Radha Krishna pastimes. Here Venkat Bhatta is revealing to us that these pastimes cannot be understood by us because we have these three disqualifications. And therefore it's not an easy subject matter to understand. The Britishers, when they read the Holy Bible, now they are changing the Bible because they're scared that, you know, everywhere the Supreme Lord is he. He, his, he, his, man, male chauvinism. So one church changed the gender. Say female karenge to phir bhi problem hai. So now they are trying to say how to work on the Holy Bible where there is no he or she. So what? It said? You can imagine. They just couldn't appreciate feminine side of God. So these people read the Bible and they were scared of a concept called hell. Heaven, hell to Bible mein hai. Some of the Indologists came to India, headed by Max Müller in the beginning. They read the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They read all. When they came to the 10th canto and they read the Rasa Panchadhyaya, the five chapters of Ras Leela, and when they heard Vaishnavas follow this and they love to hear this, their conclusion was Vaishnavas are all going to hell. How can they hear stuff like this? How can they hear the intimate interactions between a man and a woman and call that dharma? Call that religion? Are jeev, kshudra buddhi wala, asthir mind wala, kya samjhega dasham skand ko? What a Britisher will understand? What to speak of a Britisher? Satchidananda Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who was practically speaking the pioneer of once again re-establishing Gaudiya Vaishnavism after Lord Chaitanya, who gave the blueprint for the preaching of Krishna consciousness. He explains that when I read the Ras Panchadhyaya, the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, I was confused. Who is he? Kamal Manjiri. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Kamal Manjiri from the spiritual world. He is not a jiva, ordinary jiva with kshudra buddhi and asthir mind. He is Kamal Manjiri, an associate of Radha Krishna from the spiritual world, who has witnessed all the most intimate pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And what was his statement? His statement was, when I read the Ras Panchadhyaya, even I was confused. Up and until I read the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, up until I understood the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even I was confused. And therefore most people consider Gaudiya Vaishnavism as a sex religion, thinking what is this going on between Radha and Krishna and the gopis of Vrindavan? What is this stuff being spoken here? Therefore, do not be surprised and taken aback. Ki hum bhi kabhi kabhi ye past time sunte to confusion ho jata hai mind mein. Sometimes when we hear this in past time, we say, bas bas, thoda philosophy bolo. Ye abhi pura bouncer ja raha hai. You know, it's going tangent. Can't handle it many times, all these intimate pastimes. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas always gave us a word of caution to explain to us, number one, that we do not have the requisite qualification to understand the subjects. And up and until we get these qualifications, we should not try to artificially delve into the Ishwarera Leela Koti Samudra Gambhir, into this ocean. If we delve into this ocean artificially, the whales and the sharks of our desires will devour us and finish us off. Srila Prabhupada, in the year 1969, was in Boston and he was recuperating in a house after his failing bad health. And His Holiness Jayadwait Swami Maharaj, Haigriv Prabhu, and His Holiness Satswarup Goswami Maharaj came to meet His Divine Grace. Kirtanand Swami was also there. And Jayadwait Maharaj, Haigriv Prabhu and Satswarup Maharaj were the BTG team, Back to Godhead team. Srila Prabhupada on that day gave very powerful instructions of what our Back to Godhead magazine should be and what it should not be. Srila Prabhupada said four things. He said, when a person comes to our movement, these are the four steps in which he should progress. First, awaken. Second, train. Third, understand. Fourth, absorb. The first thing he said was, awaken. He said, people are all sleeping. They're all sleeping in illusion. They're all sleeping in ignorance. They're in a deep slumber and stupor. They need to be awakened. Unless they are awakened, what, they will go ahead? First, they have to get up from their ignorance and understand who he or she is. Awaken them. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya sang, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. And in classes, many times I have to repeat that song. Jeev Jago. When you give a class, Jeev Jago. Wake up, sleeping souls. You know. And therefore, when the Taj incident took place, Taj bomb blast, our police devotees and some other policemen were there. And one guy, when the bomb blast took place, all the policemen were not finding anything to eat in the morning after the night was over, the dark night was over. These policemen were exchanging some biscuits somewhere and they were eating these biscuits. And as they were talking to each other, suddenly one of the doors opened and a Parsi guy came out. Old man, you know, very elderly person. And he had not known what had happened in the hotel. People had been shot dead around and this guy had not known what had happened in the hotel. He had slept peacefully in his room. There were massive blasts outside, shooting outside. And the policeman was stunned. Jinda hai abhi tak. How did he come out? So they asked him, sir, you were sleeping last night. He said, so what do people do in the night? Sleeping only, no? You know. So he said, hey, come on, what are you talking? You don't know what happened? He said, what happened? There was a lot of shooting right outside your room. See how much destruction has happened here. There was blast just outside your room. He said, really? He said, I was sleeping peacefully. He said, you didn't hear the sound? He removed his, you know, hearing aid and showed that I'm deaf. So because he was deaf, in the night he had taken his hearing aid off. Kharate bharke so raha tha. Agal bagal mein bomb blast hai, kya hai? He had no idea. In the morning when he put the hearing aid, he came to know. Oh, achha, kya ho gaya? Bomb blast ho gaya. You see? And therefore, we have become deaf. We have become deaf to the sounds around us. Krishna is speaking to us. Krishna is speaking through the scriptures. Krishna is speaking to situations in life. Krishna is speaking through different circumstances. But we have become deaf. And therefore, to hear sound and awaken from our stupor and ignorance, we need a hearing aid. The Bhagavad Gita is a hearing aid. When we use the hearing aid of Bhagavad Gita and listen to that message, we will be awakened. Therefore, on all Radhashtami lectures, Prabhupada only gave 5 Radhashtami lectures. And practically all five lectures Prabhupada quoted Dehinosmin Yatha Dehe Kaumaram Yovanam Jara Tatha Dehantara Praptir Dhiras Tatrana Muhyati. So you're not the body, you're the soul. And Maya is attacking. Daivim Prakriti Mashrita Mahatmanastu Mamparta. Five lectures, practically all lectures, these verses are repeated. Why? Because first step, awaken using the hearing aid of the Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada said the second step after awakening is training. Prabhupada told Jayadvaita Maharaj, after they are awakened and after they read this knowledge, they will come and say, Swamiji, I want to take initiation. So Prabhupada said the second step is train them in Vaishnava life now. They have now understood and they are awakened. Now we need to train them how to practice Krishna consciousness. We should teach them Abhideya. First is Sambandha. Now teach them Abhideya, which is training. And therefore training is very important. One CEO of a company was sitting and an interviewer came, a newspaper reporter, and he said, sir, what is the secret of your success? The CEO said two words. Interviewer was very eager. Reporter, what are the two words? He said, right decisions. Correct. Secret of success should be making right decisions in life. So the reporter scratched his head, looked at the CEO again and said, sir, that's fine, right decisions. But how do you make right decisions? It's good to hear right decisions. Kaise karne ka right decision? He said, one word. So now he was more eager. What is that one word? The CEO said, experience. If you have experience, you will make the right decisions. He said, great, huh? Now the reporter again started scratching his head and asked the CEO, but how does one get that experience? The CEO said, two words. Now he was restless. What are those two words? The CEO very nonchalantly said, wrong decisions. Yeah. If one makes wrong decisions in life, one gets good experience of what to do and what not to do. And when one gets good experience of what to do and what not to do, one will always make right decisions. But that kind of training is third class training. Like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, experience is the best teacher and only fools learn by it. First class learning is by hearing. And therefore Prabhupada said, train them. Train them how to decide. Train them how to live a life. BTG, Prabhupada said, is first two. Next two, nothing in BTG. Prabhupada said, back to Godhead magazine means only two purposes. Awakening and training. And the awakening means Sambandha. Training means Abhideya. And understanding and absorption, the next two is Prayojana. Prabhupada told Jayadvaita Maharaj, the third thing is understanding. After they are awakened and trained, then they should understand Radha Krishna Leela. Then one is ready. After awakening, after good training and purification, then the third stage is understanding of the pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And then Prabhupada said, the last step, the fourth is absorption. After understanding Radha Krishna pastimes, the third stage, then there will be absorption, and that is Paramhamsa stage, Prabhupada said, the Prayojana. And therefore, what wisdom in these four stages, in this 1969 in Boston, what wisdom Srila Prabhupada gave through these four things. Awaken, train, understand, absorb, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. And Prabhupada said, back to Godhead magazine, two steps. Awaken, train. No understanding of Radha Krishna Leela, intimate pastimes there. Prabhupada, in February 1977, he came to Bhubaneswar. Harishauri Prabhu was with Srila Prabhupada. And few Odia people came there to meet Srila Prabhupada. They were filmmakers. And they told Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, we would like to make a movie on Krishna's life based on the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said, why 10th canto? First canto. इमेजिन फर्स्ट कैंटो का पिक्चर आएगा तो बोलेगा अभी प्रभुपाद का बुक पढ़ने का जरूरत नहीं, देख लेंगे पिक्चर, यू नो. ही सेड फर्स्ट मेक अ मूवी ऑन द फर्स्ट कैंटो ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम, देन यू कैन जंप टू द 10th कैंटो. And Prabhupada said, they said, no, no, Swamiji, but the problem is everyone in India knows Krishna, so what is the problem? And Prabhupada said, everyone knows Krishna? Yesterday night, one Indian gentleman was there in the program that I did, and I was speaking about Krishna, and after the whole thing, he raised his hand for question, and when he raised his hand, I said, what? He said, who is Krishna? A Hindu Indian man is saying, who is Krishna? You're saying everyone knows Krishna, they don't know Krishna. So, they were insistent, no, no, Swamiji, but let us make, because they wanted to put Prabhupada's name. First, thanks to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami, for all the support and the information and all that. So they wanted to, you know, fadopay their bill in the name of Srila Prabhupada. But Prabhupada did not encourage that, you know. Said first canto first, 10th canto, 10th, later. That's one movie banana. First to 9, then you can make 10th canto movie. And therefore, if you see carefully, all our acharyas have very, very methodically explained to us that we do not have the qualification yet to understand this tattva of Srimati Radharani. So that is the first point for this evening's class. That we are not, I am not qualified to hear and speak and understand this subject matters. But because this is a service that I have been given, I am saying a few things and I will try my level best to keep it down to earth and not take it to any esoteric level at all. Right. That's my effort. I don't know how I will be successful or not. The second point for this evening's talk is, who is Srimati Radharani? What is her tattva? Who is she? And therefore Chaitanya Charitamrit explains, राधा कृष्ण आई छे सदा एक ही स्वरूप. गॉड इज वन, एक स्वरूप. लीला रास आस्वादिते धरे दुई रूप. भगवान एक है, गॉड इज वन, एक ही स्वरूप, इज एक स्वरूप. बट लीला आस्वादिते, टू टेस्ट लविंग इंटरेक्शन एंड पास टाइम्स, धरे दुई रूप, एक दो हो जाते हैं. वन टू का नो फोर, सो ओनली वन का टू. एंड देयरफॉर द भागवत एक्सप्लेन, द वेदास एक्सप्लेन, एको बहुश्याम, दैट वन गॉड एक्सपेंड्स इनटू मेनी. व्हाई? लीला आस्वादिते. इफ कृष्णा द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ही इज कॉल्ड आत्माराम. And because he's Atmaram, he doesn't need anything. Bhook lagega to bhog nahi lagta unko. He doesn't need any prasad to eat. We are all waiting for Radhashtami feast today. Right. You know, we are all waiting. But he doesn't need any of that stuff. You know, today morning one devotee came to me and he said, Prabhuji, aaj Govinda mein jaake khana padega. Main bola, kyun khichdi hai dopar mein isliye? Bola, nahi nahi Prabhuji, aaj Govinda mein jaake prasad khana padega. क्यों? बोला आज गोविंदा का बर्थडे है, बिकॉज गोविंदा इज ओपन ऑन राधाष्टमी डे. बोले राधाष्टमी मनाने आए, गोविंद राधा रानी का बर्थडे मना रहे, तो गोविंदा का भी बर्थडे मनाना पड़ेगा ना. राधाष्टमी को 1008 या वट एवर नंबर भोगा इज ऑफर्ड, उधर भी 1008 रुपए का ऑफरिंग करके आते हैं थोड़ा प्रसाद के लिए, यू नो. एंड देयरफॉर व्हेन वी आर हंग्री वी विल नीड फूड, बिकॉज वी आर नॉट आत्माराम. When someone needs emotional fulfillment, there is need for love and affection. Why? Because we are not Atmaram. One of the biggest complaints in relationships is, he or she does not care for me. He or she does not attend to me. Mera pati mere paas dhyan nahi deta, meri patni mere ko puchti nahi. Aur brahmachari, ek brahmachari dusra, wo thodta rehta mere bagal mein, meri koi padi nahi, he's snoring. Why? Because we are not Atmaram. We are not Atmaram, we need fulfillment. We are not Atmaram, we need food. Krishna is Atmaram, why he needs to become two? He is ek, why he needs to become two? He is Atmaram, he doesn't need a Radharani. He doesn't need you, he doesn't need me, he doesn't need Srimati Radharani, he doesn't need anything in this creation because he is Atmaram. Then why? why he becomes two? Lila aswadite, for relishing loving interactions of dealings with his devotees. And therefore, when we understand Radha Krishna, one should understand there is Siddhanta and there is Leela, philosophy and pastime. In philosophy, Krishna is God. He doesn't need anything. He's Atmaram. But in Leela, he says, no, I need Srimati Radharani. No, I need devotees. No, I need these offerings. So from the Siddhanta point of view, Krishna being Atmaram doesn't need anything. But from the Leela point of view, Krishna is a person, and because he is a person, he needs. I want her, I want him, I want them. I want them to offer food, I want them to bathe me, I want to them to serve me. Just like a president. The president of India, she, from the Siddhanta point of view, does she need anything? Does she need food cooked by her son, daughter-in-law? No. Siddhanta point of view, she has everything. She can have a servant cook. But from the Leela point of view, personal interactions point of view, she'll say, servant ko tum mat banao, aaj meri bahu banayegi khana mere liye. That is personal interactions. And therefore, when one understands Radha Krishna, one should know there is Siddhanta and there is Leela. So why one becomes two? Leela aswadite dhare do irup. One becomes two. Krishna expands into Srimati Radharani simply to taste loving interactions with her. Just like a rich man. Rich man in one sense is Atmaram, not in the technical sense. But itna hai, ek ghar hai, 500 crore ka ghar hai, phir bhi kitna ghar banata hai, jarurat hai. Why? No, Siddhant ke liye kya jarurat hai? Place to live is there. But Leela aswadite, expansion of pleasure. One house here, one house in London, one house in New York, one house in Sydney, one house in Zurich, one house in Bombay, one house in somewhere. Expanding pleasure, right? You see, people have one mobile phone, but no, ek mobile phone pati ke liye, ek mobile phone unka call aayega lungi, ek mobile phone boss ka call aayenge lenge, ek mobile phone jiska call nahi lena hai uske liye. Expansion, right? You see, one becomes so many, one phone becomes so many phones, one house becomes so many houses. Does it need, is it needed? No. Expansion for the sake of pleasure. Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture, he was saying, why Krishna becomes many? One, why one becomes many? Eko bahusyam. Srila Prabhupada said, just like if I sit here and give lecture and none of you are sitting to hear the lecture, what is the fun? But when I sit and give lecture, when there are so many, there is great fun in giving the talk. Right. So Krishna is alone giving Bhagavad Gita to whom? Dealing with whom? But when there are so many Srimati Radharani, the gopis, and so many, there is fun. And fun is the essence of life. Without fun, people become nuns. There is no existence to us. Therefore, there is a great need to expand the pleasure. Vidyate nayatra shrota vaktaram tatra karishyati kim nagnak shapanake deshe vastrakah kim karishyati nagnak shapanake deshe nange logon ke desh mein. If there are Naga Babas in Kumbh Mela, big contingent of Naga Babas, and a Tommy Hilfiger outlet is open close by, t-shirt and trousers sold, danda band karna padega usko. What is the point in going and selling clothes to a place where people don't wear clothes? Similarly, vaktaram kim karishyati kim? Vakta, speaker kya karega? Yatra na vidyate shrota, where there is no hearers, what the shrota will do? Uska dhanda band karna padega. Therefore, Prabhupada said, when there is so many people to hear, then there is great fun. So who is Srimati Radharani? Srimati Radharani is the feminine expansion of Krishna. Krishna only in a female form. Sometimes, you know, brother, sister, ekdam xerox copy lagte. You know, same. They look so similar. Krishna in a feminine form. Feminine counterpart of God is Srimati Radharani. How she came? She expanded from Krishna. Ek do ho gaye. For what? लीला आस्वादिते धरे द्वी रूप. सो नाउ वी नो हु इज श्रीमती राधा रानी. द थर्ड पॉइंट फॉर दिस इवनिंग इज व्हाट इज द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ श्रीमती राधा रानी. द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ श्रीमती राधा रानी इज शी इज पर्सोनिफिकेशन ऑफ प्रेमा और लव. एज गौरांग प्रभु इज एक्सप्लेनिंग बेस्ड ऑन चैतन्य चरितामृत, शी इज महाभाव स्वरूपिणी. महाभाव, हम लोग जो इतना भाव खाते हैं, महाभाव समझ में नहीं आएगा. और हमको जब आटे दाल का भाव मालूम नहीं है ना, महाभाव समझ में नहीं आएगा. शी इज द पर्सोनिफिकेशन ऑफ प्रेमा, महाभाव स्वरूपिणी. एंड शी हैज द पावर टू कंट्रोल कृष्णा बाय हर लव. इन सिद्धांता कृष्णा इज गॉड, बट इन लीला ही बिकम्स कंट्रोल्ड बाय श्रीमती राधा रानी. इन सिद्धांता कृष्णा इज ग्रेटर देन श्रीमती राधा रानी, इन लीला श्रीमती राधा रानी इज ग्रेटर देन कृष्णा. इन सिद्धांता कृष्णा कंट्रोल्स एवरीवन एंड एवरीथिंग. मद भयात वाति वातोयम सूर्यस्तपति मद भयात. मेरे भय से, यू नो, यद भयात वाति वातोयम, बाय माय फियर द ब्रीज ब्लोज, बाय माय फियर द सन गिव्स हीट, बाय माय फियर डेथ कंट्रोल्स एवरीथिंग. एवरीथिंग कृष्णा इज कंट्रोलिंग. इन सिद्धांता कृष्णा इज द कंट्रोलर, इन लीला शी इज द कंट्रोलर. शी सेज वो एयर को कंट्रोल करना उधर बाहर जाके, अंदर आने के बाद कंट्रोल भूल जाओ. आउटसाइड वृंदावन कंट्रोल, इनसाइड वृंदावन आई कंट्रोल. देयरफॉर तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, शी इज द कंट्रोलर देयर, शी इज द बॉस देयर, राइट? शी कंट्रोल्स एवरीथिंग एंड एवरीवन देयर. एंड दस शी इज ग्रेट बिकॉज शी कैन कंट्रोल कृष्णा बाय हर लव. एंड दैट लव अफेयर, बोले उनका लव अफेयर चल रहा है, हमारा क्या भला होगा उसमें? राधा कृष्ण लव अफेयर गोइंग ऑन, व्हाट इज माय बेनिफिट इन देयर? देयर इज अ बिग बेनिफिट, वेरी बिग बेनिफिट. व्हेन यू हियर इट, यू विल से यस, लेट देम कीप एंजॉयिंग, अदरवाइज आई एम इन प्रॉब्लम. बोले ऐसा कैसे होगा? देयर एंजॉयमेंट, व्हाट इज माय प्रॉब्लम? देयर एंजॉयमेंट इज आवर होप. The enjoyment of Radha and Krishna and their loving affairs and their relationship is hope for us. They enjoy, we get hope. How? When there is a love affair in this world, na, there is no hope. Things become hopeless. Right. Yesterday I was telling in the program, Taj Mahal ko dekh kar bola Shahjahan ka pota. Taj Mahal ko dekh kar bola Shahjahan ka pota, apna bhi bank balance hota yadi dada aashik na hota. You know? And therefore, their love affair is creating trouble. Shahjahan, Mumtaz Jan, they had a nice love affair, and bechara pota ko bank balance nahi bacha. But when Radha Krishna interact with each other, what is the hope? When Radha Krishna interact with each other, and Srimati Radharani deals with Krishna, Krishna is confused. And Krishna cannot understand three things in Srimati Radharani. He cannot understand the nature of her love. He cannot understand the bliss she feels. And he cannot understand her ecstasy. Bhagwan bhi samajh nahi paate. Kyun? Leela hai. सिद्धांत में ही नोज एवरीथिंग, बट इन लीला इवन ही इज नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज द श्रीमती राधा रानी, व्हाट इज हर लव फॉर मी. कुमुदिनी काय जाने परिमळ भ्रमर सकळ भोगित असे माते तृण बाळा दुधाची ती गोडी. तुकाराम महाराज सेड, कुमुदिनी काय जाने परिमळ, अ लोटस फ्लॉवर, व्हाट डज अ लोटस फ्लॉवर नो हाउ द नेक्टर इन टेस्ट्स. कभी कमल ने अपने अंदर का शहद चखा है? भ्रमर सकल, द बंबल बीज नो. सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो ना वॉट हनी टेस्ट लाइक, आज द बंबल बी, नॉट द लोटस. कृष्ण को क्या मालूम कृष्णा का स्वीटनेस क्या है? डिवोटी को पूछो. कृष्णा इज द लोटस फ्लावर, डिवोटी इज लाइक द बंबल बी. आस्क अ डिवोटी व्हाट इज द स्वीटनेस ऑफ कृष्णा, माते त्रिनबाळा दुधाची ती गोडी, अ कैफ गोज एंड ड्रिंक्स द काउज मिल्क. आज तक कभी गाय ने ऐसा सर उल्टा करके अपने अडर में लगा के दूध चखा है कि मेरा दूध कितना मीठा है? अरे गाय क्या बताएगी दूध क्या मीठा है, कृष्ण क्या बताएंगे उनका स्वीटनेस क्या है. दैट कैव्स नो, डिवोटीज आर लाइक द कैव्स, दे नो व्हाट द स्वीटनेस इज. तो सबको लगा अभी अपन कृष्ण से बड़े हो गए. कृष्ण को भी जो नहीं मालूम वो हमको स्वीटनेस मालूम है. दिस इज नॉट डिवोटीज लाइक अस. इफ यू एवर हैड दैट इल्यूजन, यू नो दैट इज श्रीमती राधा रानी, द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज. शी नोज व्हाट इज कृष्ण स्वीटनेस. सो व्हेन कृष्ण सीज दिस नो देन देयर लव अफेयर, कृष्ण कम्स टू दिस वर्ल्ड एज श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज द नेचर ऑफ हर लव. And therefore, Gaurang Prabhu is quoting this morning, Yadi gaur na hoi to, tabe ki hoi to, kemone dharitam de, radhar mahima, premar asasima, jagate jana toke. If Gaurang Mahaprabhu wouldn't have come, kemone dharitam de, radhar mahima chhod do, mayar mahima apne ko pareshan kar raha hai. I wouldn't be saved from the clutches of maya if Lord Chaitanya wouldn't have come. Therefore, their enjoyment is our hope, right? That is the greatness of Srimati Radharani. What is her greatness? She transforms the god of law into the god of love. The greatness of Srimati Radharani is she has transformed the god of law into the god of love. Krishna is the god of law. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the god of mercy, the god of love. What is Krishna, the god of law? My law is ye yathamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyam. Niyam banaya maine Gita mein, chodega nahi. Till he comes to me, I won't go to him. Kali Yuga mein kaun jayega? So he is the god of law. But Srimati Radharani's love affair transforms the god of law into a god of love. Bola ye nahi aa raha hai na, mercy kaise ye? Main jata hu. Therefore Mahaprabhu used to go. Mahaprabhu used to go and reach out to the conditioned souls. Therefore Prabhupada said, devotee is greater than Krishna many times, because Mahaprabhu is in the mood of a devotee. Going out and following Sriman Mahaprabhu, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada in the parampara, going out to the Western world, keeping all the law aside and being overwhelmed by feelings of love and mercy to give that. So what is the greatness of Srimati Radharani? Controlling Krishna by her love, she transforms the god of law into the god of love. Secondly, what else is her greatness? You come to know how great a person is by seeing who is hanging around him. You know, if 5 chaprasis are hanging around someone, you're not going to call him a CEO of a company. Right? And therefore, one should understand who worships Srimati Radharani. In a lecture on Sri Radhashtami, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was explaining, please ponder on this and contemplate on this. Who is trying to worship her? And that also shows we can't directly worship her. One person is willing to change his species. One person is willing to have a species change to worship her. Another 2 persons are willing to have a sex change to worship her. Another person, living person, is saying, I don't want to live, I am willing to become matter to worship her. My God. 3 categories. 1 category, species change. 2nd category, sex change. 3rd category, life change. Life to matter. Right. 1st, Uddhav. Uddhavji is wanting to enter into Vrindavan and enter into the mysteries of the gopis and the love of the gopis for Krishna, particularly Srimati Radharani. And from human species, what he wants to become? Trinalata. 1 blade of grass in Vrindavan. Species change. Straight. Right. Who else wants to worship and enter into the mysteries of Vrindavan and gopis? Sex change. Narad Muni and Shivji. Right. Narad Muni goes and takes a dip in Kusum Sarovar to become Nardi Gopi. And Shivji goes and takes a dip, I believe, in Mansi Ganga or Mansaro, I don't know which place. takes a dip there and becomes Gopeshwar Mahadev. Sex change. And then there is life to matter. And not ordinary life. Not Bombay Wallahs wanting to become matter and patthar. Brahmaji. Taking the form of the four hills in Barsana. Right. Dhangad, Mangad. Becoming from Brahma to the four peaks of this mountain. Why? So that the dust of Srimati Radharani can be maintained on his four heads. And thus, one can understand the greatness of Srimati Radharani by seeing who is wanting to worship, who is willing to give up their bodies, willing to give up their status as a living person, as a great demigod to become mountains, simply to be blessed by the dust particles of Srimati Radharani. And therefore, Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Montreal, Canada. I think it was 1971 or 72. Radhashtami lecture. And Prabhupada sang Radhe Jai Jai Madhav Daite. And Prabhupada said, what is Rupa Goswami praying? Karunam kurumai karuna bharite. You please give me karuna, O mother. Sanaka sanatana varnita charite. So Prabhupada said, this Rupa Goswami is such a big scholar. He has composed so many Vedic literatures. And he's coming in front of a young girl and saying, please give me your mercy. No one goes to a young girl and says, give me your mercy. Why is he doing that? So Prabhupada says, he's not simply going and worshipping a young girl. Who is she worshipped by? Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite. Great saintly brahmacharis like Sanak Sanatan. Varnita Charite are describing her greatness. So one can imagine how great she is. Therefore Rupa Goswami is saying, Karuna Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bharite. So now we know what is our disqualification to understand Radha Krishna Lila. Now we know who is Srimati Radharani and what is her tattva. And now we also know what is her greatness. Two things. She transforms the god of law into the god of love. And secondly, we know her greatness by seeing who is worshipping her and describing her glories. The fourth point for today's talk is, what is Srimati Radharani's role? What is her role? And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains what is the role of Srimati Radharani. Ladini karay Krishne anandaswadan ladini re dware kare bhaktera poshan. She is Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency of Krishna. She is meant to give pleasure to Krishna. Like our Sudama Prabhu was once telling, Ladini Shakti, a lot of times in ISKCON, devotees pronounce as Alladini Shakti. And one name of Krishna is Allah. So he said, Jo Allah ko pleasure deti hai wo Alladini. Ladini Shakti, right. Alladini Shakti. One who gives pleasure to Krishna. Ladinir karay Krishne ananda aswadan. First role of Srimati Radharani is what? Karay Krishna Ananda Aswadan. Krishna ko Anand ka Aswadan karati hai. Ladini Shakti Karay Krishna Ananda Aswadan. She makes him relish bliss, Ananda. How? By several things. And therefore, firstly, Srimati Radharani means giving. Giving pleasure, not taking pleasure. Ladini karay Krishna ananda aswadan. She wants to give ananda, not simply take ananda. And therefore, in one Radhashtami lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, this is September 5th, 1973, Bhaktivedanta Manor, London, Radhashtami lecture. Srila Prabhupada says, in one line, what is the definition of the Krishna consciousness movement? One line definition. He says, Krishna consciousness movement means Haritoshanam. To satisfy and please Krishna. That is the Krishna consciousness movement. In that lecture, Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness means Hari Toshanam. And that is Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti Karaya Krishna Ananda Swadan. She gives Krishna Santosh, Ananda, pleasure, giving, 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 not taking. When it comes to giving, na, very difficult. You know, very difficult. We are Lena Bank, not Dena Bank. You know, we want to Lena Bank hum. Dena Bank nahi hai. Dena sikha hi nahi hai. Right. And once a 10 rupee note, I'm sorry, a 1 rupee note, I'm sorry, a 1 rupee coin and a 1,000 rupee note were having discussion amongst themselves. And the 1,000 rupee note was boasting. You know where all I've gone? I've gone to Taj Hotel also. I know where else I've gone. I've gone to Ooty. I've gone to Darjeeling. I've gone to Atria Mall also. अलग अलग लोगों के पॉकेट में मैं घूम के आई. तू क्या एक रुपया का कॉइन छी? द वन रुपी कॉइन सेड, वेर आई हैव गॉन, नो यू नेवर गॉन, इन द हुंडी ऑफ द टेम्पल. एंड देयरफॉर वी आर लेना बैंक, नॉट देना बैंक. We are Lena Bank, Srimati Radharani is only Dena Bank. Right. Ladini Karaya Krishna Ananda Swadan. Giving. Simply giving. Serving, pleasing, giving bliss. That is Srimati Radharani. That is her role. Right. And therefore, Ganeshotsav going on now. So everyone is saying Ganpati Bappa Morya. But actually what they're saying is Ganpati Bappa Mordya. You know. Ganpati Bappa Mordya. Ganpati Bappa Mordya. Ganpati Bappa Mordya. And what is Srimati Radharani saying? Krishna Morgya. Krishna Morgya.
Take more.
Giving. Right. Simply giving. And trying to please Krishna. And therefore, Srimati Radharani is the greatest of all servants who has simply learned how to give service. How to give pleasure, how to give bliss. Karaya Ananda Aswadan. His Holiness Satsurup Maharaj, he wrote a poem and sent it to his Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada got this poem, he read it, and some of the lines, I'm reading it out for you today. Prabhupada read the poem and said to, I think it was Brahmanand Prabhu, he said, write a letter back to Satsurup. And the poem was, your devotee is calling sadly because your devotee is falling badly. Oh, Srimati Radharani, please take pity because I am trapped in this city of nine gates. So Prabhupada read, it was a long poem. When Prabhupada read this poem, Prabhupada told Brahmanand Prabhu, there is a correction in this poem. First two lines. He's saying, your devotee is calling sadly because your devotee is falling badly. Prabhupada said, one can never use the word devotee. Srimati Radharani is devotee. She's the greatest of all devotees. How can we say we are devotee? Prabhupada said, maximum we can say. Max to max. They say, na? Max to max, kya bol sakte hum apne aapko? Maximum we can say that we are servant. Nothing more. And Prabhupada said, write a letter back. Tell him he should correct the poem. The first word, devotee, should be taken off. And he should write servant, servant. And Prabhupada, he said, write this verse. And he quoted Mahaprabhu. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhav. And he says, what is Mahaprabhu calling himself? Kinkaram. I am a servant. And Prabhupada said, send this letter and tell him to correct this poem. His Holiness Satsurup Maharaj very fondly recalls this. And therefore, Srimati Radharani, who is the greatest of all devotees of Krishna, greatest of all servants of Krishna, wants to give Krishna bliss by the following four things. How does she give Ananda? By the following four things. Prabhupada explains in one Radhashtami lecture, again, Montreal, Canada, 1969. Prabhupada explains, how does Radharani give pleasure to Krishna? Number one, ದಾಮೋದರರತಿ ವರ್ಧನವೇಶೆ ಹರಿ ನಿಷ್ಕುಟ ಬೃಂದಾಭಿಪಿನೇಶೆ. ದಾಮೋದರ ರತಿ ವರ್ಧನ, ಶಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ರತಿ ವರ್ಧನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್, ಯು ನೋ ಶಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸ್ ದ ರತಿ, ದ ಪ್ಲೆಜರ್, ದ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್. ದಾಮೋದರ ರತಿ ವರ್ಧನ್, ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಶಿ ಡೂ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್? ದಾಮೋದರ ರತಿ ವರ್ಧನ ವೇಷೇ, ವೇಷ, ಶಿ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ವೇ ದಟ್ ಶಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೆಜರ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವಿ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ವೇ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಗಿವ್ ಪ್ಲೆಜರ್ ಟು ourselves. When everyone looks at us and say, kya dikhta hai, my God, bahut handsome hai. We dress to give pleasure to our ego. Shrimati Radharani dresses to give pleasure to Krishna. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said, you worship the deities and you serve Radha Krishna and you dress Radha Krishna in such a nice, opulent, gorgeous way that your tendency to dress nicely should slowly go down, because they are the object of pleasure, right? Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshe, and wonderful dress on Janmashtami, Radhashtami, so nicely made by the dress department. Beautiful dresses and jewelry are offered, right? Why? We see them dressed nicely, our tendency to do nice veshbhusha will go down, Prabhupada said. So our first way of giving pleasure is Rati Vardhana Veshe. Second, Prabhupada said, how does she give pleasure? By cooking. Cooking for the pleasure of Krishna, like our Gaurang Prabhu mentioned this morning, how Durvas Muni gave her the blessing that you will be such an expert cook. Srimati Radharani has never repeated one item twice. Imagine. From the time ek have become two, dui dhare dui roop, beginning of existence, she has not repeated one item twice. What is her expertise in cooking? You know, I mean, whatever offerings we are offering to her, she's kind. Usme 50 aloo sabji hoga. She's very kind to accept it. Huh? I think one time we offered 1008 items, and when they were offered, there was aloo with chonk, aloo without chonk, aloo with mustard, aloo with jeera, aloo with dhania, aloo, yellow aloo, white aloo, aloo paratha, aloo halwa, aloo tikki, aloo vada. Variety. Never repeated one item twice. Why? To please Krishna. Right. Karai Krishna Anandaswadan. And therefore, Prabhupada was in London. He came to the Bhaktivedanta Manor. And when he came to the Bhaktivedanta Manor, first Srila Prabhupada straight away went to the kitchen. And Revati Nandan Swami, he was cooking in the kitchen. And as he was cooking in the kitchen, Prabhupada just looked in. And Revati Nandan Swami offered his obeisances and he said, Prabhupada, you've given me the name Revati Nandan Swami, but now here I am the kitchen Swami. Always cooking in the kitchen. Prabhupada said, you are not the kitchen Swami. The kitchen Swamini is Srimati Radharani. And therefore one should know in the kitchen all the jadu is done by her. Shankha Prabhu, when he was here in Juhu, Hare Krishna land, 1975, Shankha Prabhu, on the day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's, I believe, appearance, disappearance day, he cooked. They had cooked 108 items, out of which 98 were cooked by him. He was an expert cook. And then after the offering was done, all the Mahaprasad, Prabhupada said, get me every item, I want to taste. And then Gopalkrishna Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Gopalkrishna Maharaj was there. And His Holiness told Shankha Prabhu, you also come. So Prabhupada was asked, items you describe, what is what? I don't know what is what. Many times the cooks also don't know what is what. So Shankha Prabhu came and sat there, and Prabhupada was sampling every item. And Shankha Prabhu, Prabhupada was sampling each of his 98 items, was very proudly explaining, this is this, Prabhupada, this is this item, I made this, they added this. And Prabhupada kept hearing, sampling, tasting everything. And after he finished, he said, Radharani has cooked all these items, go. And he was thinking, my God, I cooked Prabhupada. And therefore Prabhupada said, Revati Nandanji, you are not the kitchen Swami. Srimati Radharani is the controller of the kitchen. And she is the one, all the 19-20 ko pakka karke, Bhagavan ko offer karti hai. Right. One devotee, new bhakta, I think his name was Robin, if I'm not wrong. He was on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in India. I don't know if it was Vrindavan. And Prabhupada saw Pani Puri ka thela. Pani Puri is Golgappa in North. And our Ragada patties is Dahi Bhalla there. Dahi Bhalla. So Prabhupada saw this gadi, thela. And this Western devotees who had come, I think his name was Bhakta Robin. He was so intrigued and puzzled, you know. So he was looking at this Pani Puri and he was saying, kya kar raha hai isko? Ya phir hole kya? For a Western person, imagine he hole kyu kar raha hai isme? Pehle to hai kya hai? Balloon hai kya hai? Ball hai. Tennis ball lagta hai. And then hole and then some ragada is put and some water is put. Chal kya? And this pie is popping in the mouth. So Prabhupada gave a detailed description of Pani Puri to Bhakta Robin. What this is. How it is made. All details he told Bhakta Robin. And then he told Bhakta Rab, he said, but Prabhupada, in the Western world, people don't know how to cook. Prabhupada said, in India also today, they don't know how to cook because the tradition is slowly going off. And then Prabhupada said, Srimati Radharani is the best cook. And there is two things that Krishna is pleased by. One is her cooking, second is her dancing. And Prabhupada said, cooking Krishna is pleased by, but even greater is her dancing, Prabhupada said. Yamuna Mataji was asking Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how should our Krishna Balaram deities, our Krishna Balaram temple Radharani be? Should she be standing like this with the hand like this? Or should she be standing both hands like this? Because she had seen the Gandharvika Giridhari deities in Chaitanya Gaudiya Math and she had seen how Radharani's both hands are in front like this below. He thought, should they be like this? And Prabhupada said, no. And suddenly Prabhupada got up and he put his right palm like this, cupped his right palm like this, and he took his left hand and put his left hand like this, like holding a flower, and he tilted his hand like this, head like this, and said, this is how she should look. This is the one occasion when Srila Prabhupada, you know, posed in the pose of Srimati Radharani to see, tell how Radharani in the Radha Shyam Sundar should look in Krishna Balaram temple. And then Srila Prabhupada said, because she is dancing like this, everything is happening in our society. If she stops dancing for the pleasure of Krishna, gone. Everything is finished. Right. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada told Bhakta Robin, right, that she is the best cook. And he said, you think it is an easy thing to attract, keep Krishna attracted? Not easy. Achha khilati rehti hai na? Isle Krishna chhodke kabhi nahi jaate. Right. And then Prabhupada told Bhakta Robin, therefore, the lady should always be trained to cook so well that they feed their husbands nicely, the husband will never leave and go. Right, Prabhupada. Prabhupada told this to Bhakta Robin. You can read it in the Vedabase. Right, you see? So this is the second way how she gives Anandaswadan to Krishna. The third is something that I would never speak in this assembly. When I read this verse, I was a little skeptical. When one brahmachari quoted this verse in a class, another brahmachari was super skeptical and even argued with him. But because His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj quoted this in a Radhashtami class, I'm quoting this verse. Please take it in the right spirit and the right understanding. Srimati Radharani does not have a mortal body. She has a spiritual body. She's Ladini Shakti. But this is her consciousness. How much she wants to give pleasure to Krishna, what is she praying? Rupa Goswami explains. Panchatvam tanumeti bhuta nimaha swamshar milantu dhruvam. She's saying, she's talking to the creator Brahma as if Brahma created her. No, Srimati Radharani is the spiritual potency, Ladini Shakti. She doesn't have a mortal body, but she's praying to Brahma in that spirit of giving ananda to Krishna by her very existence. She's praying to Brahma, dhataram pranipatya hanta shirasa. O dhata, O creator, pranipatya, I surrender to you, pranipat. Hanta shirasa, I'm bowing down my shira, my head in your lotus feet. And I'm praying. What am I praying? When I die, Radharani die. Therefore, when I read this verse for the first time, I was super skeptical. Only when His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj quoted, with great amount of clarification and very apologetically, I'm quoting this verse. Right. What is she saying? My dear Brahma, when I leave my body, each of my five elements should continue giving ananda to Krishna. Right. Let the earth element of my body go and mix with the dust of Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna sports and has his pastimes. Let the water element of my body go and mix with the waters of the Yamuna river, where Krishna goes and takes a bath so he can relish that bath. Let the fire element of my body go and mix the flame of fire which lights up the lamp when Krishna looks into the mirror so he can decorate himself. Let the air element of my body go and mix with the air when Krishna is being fanned. And let the ether element of my body go and mix with the ether in the courtyard of Nand Maharaj so that Krishna can enjoy wonderful pastimes. Once again, I must say this, it's not what Radharani is. And therefore, very apologetically, I'm quoting this verse just to explain to what extent she goes to give pleasure to Krishna. Right. And finally, the fourth way she gives pleasure to Krishna is by doing whatever pleases Krishna. Not this or that. Service and giving pleasure means whatever the object of love is pleased by, I will do. If the object of love wants to be with me, I'll be with him and please him. If the object of love doesn't want to see me, I'll just be away from him and please him. Whatever it takes to please Krishna, Srimati Radharani is willing to do. And therefore, once Jadurani Devi, she made a painting of Krishna. She had seen a Dutch girl and a boy. So taking that as the reference, she made a Dutch Krishna and Dutch Radharani, that kind of Radharani. And that painting was brought to Krishna, Prabhupada. Prabhupada was sitting, watching this painting. And the girl, Radharani, was still okay, fine, not a problem. But Krishna had a very morose and despondent face. He was sitting like that. Prabhupada said, Krishna is never morose. Krishna is never despondent. What have you made? What is this painting? Jadurani Devi, she was a little upset, maybe scared, and you know, kind of feeling bad that what is this? I made this painting. Prabhupada didn't like it. And then Prabhupada saw her, and to encourage her, she said, no problem. Prabhupada said, no problem. Keep this painting, but depict this painting. This painting should depict the pastime of how when Krishna had a headache. You know? And now Narad Muni was told, you go and get the dust of all the gopis. And then Srimati Radharani has now come to give dust to Krishna. So that is okay. Then Krishna is having a headache. That is artificial for this pastime. But then you can show this pastime. And we know the gopis and Srimati Radharani, what are they willing to do? To give one moment of pleasure to Krishna so that Krishna can be relieved of the headache? Anything. Doesn't matter if we rot in hell for the rest of eternity, we are willing to take anything for Krishna. Therefore, her first role is what? Ladini Karaya Krishna Ananda Swadan. She wants to give him pleasure through dressing, cooking and dancing, through practically giving her body for his service and pleasure, and through doing anything that it's needed to please Krishna and give pleasure. What is the second role of Srimati Radharani? Ladini Radwara Kare Bhaktera Poshan. Keval Krishna ko anand nahi deti hai. Bole Radharani ji, aap Krishna ko anand deti, unka to maja ho raha hai, hamara kya? Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami is very amazingly describing. In the first line, Krishna ko ananda swadan. In the second line, kore bhaktera poshan. She nourishes the devotees. How does she nourish the devotees? In five ways. She nourishes the devotees by protection, recommendation, instruction, inspiration, and salvation. So this is the five ways Srimati Radharani gives nourishment to the devotees. Ladinira dwara kare bhaktera poshan. Bhakta poshan, nourishment to the devotees. The first is protection. And I've heard His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj give Radhashtami classes many times. And practically speaking, every year, without fail, he quotes this story of how in the Radhakund area, when there was Shiv Khor, there was a she-jackal that fell into a pit. And she was crying out for help miserably, and all the neighboring kids came and they started beating the jackal with sticks and throwing stones and pelting stones at the she-jackal in the pit. And then they put all kinds of grass and stuff around, and lit the entire place on fire. And the she-jackal was crying out loud. Crying out for help, soliciting some kind of grace. And at that time, Lalita Sakhi, she was passing by. And as Lalita Sakhi was passing by, she heard the cry of the jackal. She pulled the jackal out of this pit. And she came to Srimati Radharani and said, she went and told Radharani, this is what's happening. Srimati Radharani said, you go and pull the jackal out of the pit and bring her to me. So Lalita Sakhi went and pulled the jackal out of the pit and brought the jackal in front of Srimati Radharani. And the she jackal is a jackal, right? In spite of all the jacks, jackal, she's a jackal, right? Most condemned species. Srimati Radharani put her lotus feet on the head of the jackal and pacified the jackal and protected the jackal from the attack of these kids. And therefore, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj explains that this material world is like a pit and the conditioned soul is like a she-jackal. And we have fallen into this material existence. Anadi, karma phale, podi, bhavar navajale, tori bare, na dekhi upay. Anadi karma phale, because of so many karmic reactions, podi bhavar navajale, I have fallen into this pit of material existence. Tari bare, na dekhi upay. I can't see any means of being protected and salvation. The spiritual master is the representative of Srimati Radharani. Like Lalita Sakhi. Like Srimati Radharani sent Lalita Sakhi to bring the jackal out, the spiritual master Srimati Radharani sends the spiritual master. And like the kids had set the pit on fire, Maya sets this material world on fire. Samsara dava nalalidha loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. And then Srimati Radharani's representative, the spiritual master, comes. Lalita Sakhi's representative pulls us out and submits us at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That is Radhashtami. The guru offering the disciple at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So she can put her lotus feet on her head, on our heads, and give us protection from this material existence, you know. And therefore, this is very, very significant that the Guru's grace can save us, who is a representative of Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi. In that purport of Acharya Mam Vijaniyam, I don't know if it was Prabhupada or Dhyan Maharaj, explains that the spiritual master is the representative of either Nityananda Prabhu or Srimati Radharani. And therefore, first is Bhaktira Poshan by protecting us from material existence. Second is recommendation. Recommendation. Krishna bolte law wale hain, bolte iska kya khaunga main? Recommendation. Like in our DT kitchen, they used to make sweets. Long time when I joined. One day with great anticipation, I went for lunch because Mahaprasad comes. And in the Mahaprasad, there was rabdi. So I tasted the rabdi. Frown on my face. Because the rabdi was khatta. Can you imagine khatta rabdi? Why there was khatta rabdi? Because in the bottles where they would keep sugar, there was no labels. So there was sugar and citric acid, nimbusat. So sugar jaise hi dikhta hai. So the Mataji is, because they're not named, with their great devotion, they took that nimbusat and put it inside. Aur abhi doodh nahi tha, abhi condense ho gaya, to phata bhi nahi, to unko laga mast hai. And that was brought. And imagine Krishna ko khatta rabdi. If Krishna goes by the law, na, ye yatha mam. खट्टा रबड़ी खिलाते हैं, आपके जीवन को भी खट्टा कर देता हूं. यू कैन इमेजिन इफ ही गोज बाय द लॉ. बट हिज ग्रेस जननिवास प्रभु एक्सप्लेन दैट इज राधा रानीज डिपार्टमेंट. द गुरु परंपरा इज गुरु महाराज, शील प्रभुपाद, ऑल द आचार्यज, इट गोज ललिता, विशाखा, गौरनिता, एवरीवन, एंड फाइनली कम्स टू श्रीमती राधा रानी, हु इज द किचन स्वामिनी. And when it comes, na, she does the magic formula. Or Krishna ko pata hi nahi lagta hai. Khatta rabdi. Krishna relishes. Meetha rabdi. What a rabdi. What a rabdi. And when Krishna tastes that rabdi, you know, Srimati Radharani says, that devotee made for you, Krishna. She does not say, she made the gadbad. I rectified Krishna. If any devotee makes any gadbad in any seva, na, dusra devotee aake thik karega na, pahila credit chahiye. Maine thik kiya. Wo Janmashtami ka pandal niche gir raha tha, tumhari pagalpan ki wajah se. Maine chadaya hai upar. Never she does. Therefore, because of her recommendation, our devotional service is accepted by Krishna. What devotional service we have to offer to Krishna? What do we have to offer to Krishna? But it is she who does the unnis bees thik and offers it to Krishna and doesn't say, I did. She says, Krishna, that devotee has done. Please accept his service. Please accept her service. And Krishna accepts that service. Right. And therefore, we see once Jadurani Devi, she had made a picture of Krishna and Srimati Radharani standing pose. And Srimati Radharani, Krishna was standing playing the flute and Srimati Radharani was looking the other side holding a garland. So when Prabhupada saw this, Prabhupada told her, she has another boyfriend. Where is she looking? No, this is there in her memories. Where is she looking? Srimati Radharani is not looking anywhere else. She's always looking at Krishna. She wants to offer your service to Krishna. But then she saw Jadurani Devi was upset a little bit. So Prabhupada said, don't worry. She doesn't have another boyfriend. She is searching for Jadurani. Jadurani has done so many wonderful services for her, Krishna. She's searching for Jadurani to give her the garland. Right. And therefore, when we serve Krishna through the channel of Srimati Radharani, that is the Swamini. She is the Swamini who will cover everything up and say, Krishna, I am looking for your devotee to give his your Mahagarland to the devotee. And that is the perfection of life. Krishna will never glance at us. But because she is the mediator, because of her, Krishna will cast his loving and merciful glance on all of us. Therefore, we need her. We need her devotees. We need all her representatives to recommend us. Not even straight Radharani. First, Guru Parampara. Not even Guru Parampara. Gurudev. Not even Gurudev. Vaishnavas. And therefore, Radhashtami means prayer. That let me take the association of devotees seriously. Let me not fight with the devotees. Let me not crib that this is not happening, that is not happening. Let me cooperate with the devotees. Because through her, through these devotees, Guru Maharaj will be pleased. When Guru Maharaj is pleased, Prabhupada will be pleased. Parampara will be pleased. Srimati Radharani will be pleased. Then Krishna will glance. Recommendation. That is the nourishment she gives. Thirdly, instruction through her own example and nourishes us. How does she instruct us? Firstly, she instructs us through her own example and the famous story which Gaurang Prabhu mentioned this morning of how she was deaf, dumb, blind when she was born. She wouldn't open her eyes. She wouldn't open her mouth. Wouldn't say a word. Wouldn't hear anything. Kaan mein kuch nahi jayega. Aankh se kuch nahi dekhungi. Jeev se kuch nahi bolungi. They thought Vrishabhanu and Kirtida Devi were worried. What's happening? This little child born deaf and dumb and blind. And then Narad Muni was passing. Narad Muni knew. He saw. Right. And then Krishna came. That diorama. You can see that story. Right. Little Krishna came. And as soon as Krishna came and touched the little baby. There are only 15 days difference. Right. When Krishna came and touched the baby, little Srimati Radharani, immediately her eyes opened. See Krishna first. Immediately her ears opened. Hear Krishna first. Immediately her mouth opened. Chant Krishna first. And therefore in the Bhagavatam, second canto, there is a great description. Baraha itete nayane naranam. Eyes are like plumes on peacock feather, dead, if they do not see Krishna. Right. And that tongue, which does not chant the holy names of Krishna, jivha asti dardurika eva suta, na chopa gayati urugaya gata. If the tongue does not chant the glories of Krishna, it is like the tongue of a toad, a frog. And when that tongue speaks all kinds of stuff, it invites the snake of time to destroy. And ears are like snake holes. Right. The Bhagavad describes. And therefore Srimati Radharani teaches how to use our senses exclusively in service to Krishna. See Krishna, hear Krishna. Amrish Maharaj, Savai Manak Krishna Padaravindayor, Vacham Siyo Ikuntha Gunanu Varanani, instructing to her example. And second, how does she instruct through her example? When the German edition of the Nectar of Devotion came, in the German edition there was a nice painting. Krishna standing with many gopis and Srimati Radharani standing, and Srimati Radharani is pushing the gopi, you go and serve Krishna. Right. And Srila Prabhupada, when he saw that painting, he was so extremely pleased with that picture. And immediately Srila Prabhupada expressed, seeing this German edition of the NOD and the painting in there, Prabhupada said, this is Srimati Radharani. If she is not concerned, I should be there. When she sees that someone can please and serve Krishna better, she will push that devotee and not hold on. This is my seva. This is me. This is my department. This is my area. No. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, Srimati Radharani means pushing others to serve Krishna if they are better than us. It's not a question of me or him or he or her. It's a question of who can do that service better. And therefore, through this, she instructs us and nourishes us what we should do in our life. The fourth way of nourishment is inspiration. And His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj is explaining in one Radhashtami class how Srimati Radharani is the source of all inspiration that we feel in our hearts to serve Krishna. If there is any prerana, any inspiration, any small trace or spark of a service attitude to serve Guru, Krishna and the Vaishnavas, that is coming from Srimati Radharani. So she nourishes our Krishna consciousness, Bhaktira Poshan, by giving us inspiration. And last but not the least, she gives salvation. If she is not there to recommend, liberation, salvation, not possible. Because she just forgets all the faults and is willing to forgive constantly. We have hope. Gurudas Prabhu was once sitting with Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, Gurudas, Krishna may not forgive you, I will forgive. And even if I don't forgive you, Srimati Radharani will forgive you. Don't worry. Not to say that Krishna or Guru doesn't forgive, but to say the greatness of Srimati Radharani, how she overlooks all faults, all goof-ups, all mistakes, all blunders, forgives and forgets and prays to Krishna. Deliver him. Therefore, salvation. And thus the five ways how Radharani gives poshan, nourishment to a devotee. Ladini karaya Krishna ananda swadan, Ladini radware kare bhaktera poshan. How does that poshan happen? Protection, recommendation, instruction, inspiration, and salvation. And therefore, on this most auspicious day of Sri Radhashtami, what prayer can we offer? The prayer is taught by all the great souls. We don't have to make a new prayer up. Srila Prabhupada taught us what prayer we should make. Srila Prabhupada said, what will you give Krishna? You can't give him straight. In one Radhashtami lecture, Prabhupada said, bring a flower and come to Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Radha Gopinath, Prabhupada said. And hold that flower towards Srimati Radharani and say, my dear Srimati Radharani, my dear mother, Jagan Mata, Krishna is yours. You please offer this flower to Krishna. Right. And then again he said, please pray, Krishna is yours. You can recommend me to Krishna. So Prabhupada taught us how to pray. We are offering our life, our heart, our flowers, our everything to Krishna. O Jagan Mata, here am I. I don't have any hope to reach Krishna. Krishna is yours. You please offer me to Krishna. And then His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was saying what we should pray on this most auspicious day of Radhashtami. He said, it is all set. What prayer we should make? He said, if you want material things, we should go to the other face of Durga, Radharani, Durga Devi. We should celebrate Durga Ashtami. Durga's appearance or whatever that is, comes on Ashtami only. That is a Durga Ashtami festival also. And then If you want to come to Srimati Radharani, make the prayer at please. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kame, mama janmani, janmanishvare, bhavatad bhakti rahituke. Give me your service, life after life. Give me the service to my spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada's mission, life after life. If not every life, we can pray at least this life. And we are not ready for na dhanam, na janam, no problem. At least give dhanam, give janam, give everything. But let me use it in service to Krishna. If we are not ready for that prayer, we can't make a lofty prayer like that. No problem. Krishna, Srimati Radharani, please help me by giving me all those things by which I can serve Krishna. And most of all, always give me the association of your devotees. Always give me the guidance of the devotees and the spiritual master. And always give me the good intelligence to not take the devotees for granted. And give me the strength to make the right choice, to not criticize and not offend devotees. Because only when that is in place, then the channel of recommendation goes. And then Srimati Radharani recommends us, Krishna, here is your devotee. I am offering this devotee to you. And therefore, these are the prayers offered by Srila Prabhupada and His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in his lectures has given these prayers. And we can repeat those prayers here. We don't have to make anything up. And by these prayers, very sincerely put ourselves and beg, like our Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning this morning, that Maharaj always mentions Radhashtami day means Barsana also. He goes, we are beggars. We are simply beggars. The problem to be bigger beggar is we are thinking we are bigger. You know. So what is the day of Radhashtami? Our prayer is, from bigger, I want to become beggar of grace and mercy. And that is the most auspicious occasion of Sri Radhashtami. I wish to thank all of you very much for giving me this opportunity to glorify the personality of Srimati Radharani. And I hope that I haven't said anything here and there too esoteric. I wish to thank all of you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki. Shri Radhashtami Mahamahotsava ki. Shri Shri Gaur Nitay Shri Gopal Ji Bhagavan ki. Shri La Prabhupada ki. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hare Hare.